Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Coach's Keys. This is your host, Valerie Burrell. So excited about being with you all again this week. I know it's been a few weeks since we've been on the air, but with colleges closing, schools closed, activities and sports, recreational sports closed, my coaches didn't have a whole lot to say. I think we were all grieving because we weren't able to actively embark on the thing that we love to do. But I am so excited and grateful today for Coach EJ, Mr. Eugene Newman. We're so excited to have you with us this morning, sir, from Performance Training LLC in Virginia Beach. We say welcome to you, Coach.
Good morning. Good morning. Thank you for having me. I'm so appreciative of this invite, and I really thank you for bringing me on to your show.
Absolutely.
And I'm excited.
Absolutely.
About it, and definitely excited.
Amen. Awesome. Scripture this morning comes from Joshua. Joshua 1:9. And this is a scripture that I share with players generally at the beginning of each season. Have I not commanded thee? Be strong and of good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. That's a scripture that I hold on to when it comes to my athletes, because sometimes starting the new season, everybody comes in a little frantic. Everybody is trying to buy for a position and prove themselves. And for that one who's not the strongest and not the biggest and not the fastest, it's often that they become a little discouraged, that they feel a little overlooked, that they are a little afraid and dismayed. But I want to encourage them, and for everybody listening this morning, don't be dismayed, for the Lord is with you wherever you go. And so that brings me to our guest this morning, Newman, who is a conditioning performance trainer. So Coach is in place and doing what he does to help encourage and build up athletes, not just physically, but building them up in their mindset. And I know that to be true, as one of my sons is one of his clients, Stan, that I love dearly, a phenomenal young man. I'm grateful that you're in his life, Coach. And I'm going to turn it over to you so you can tell our listening audience a little bit about yourself, okay?
Okay. My name is, as you stated, Eugene Newman. I go by EJ, my nickname. It was kind of, you know, something that was a little easier for me to say with family members and friends. So I've been going, you know, that's been my name that I've been going by for the longest. I've been training for about eight to nine years now. Started off as a personal trainer. Started off as a personal trainer at a small gym out here in Virginia Beach, just training, normal, regular, everyday person. And then I started getting into wanting to train athletes. My background is basketball. I played high school basketball and I played junior college. And I just always had a fascination with training athletes, wanting to work with athletes. So I made the transition to train more athletes about 4 to 5 years ago. I started interning with a local high school around here by the name of Green Run High School. I was just training them for free for about a year or two, and then moved from that to training the junior college. Well, training the junior college. I'm sorry, Bryan and Stratton, and then moved up to train a Division I college, Norfolk State, men and women's team, and then went from that to training individuals on my own. And this year, at the beginning of this year, around February is when I finally got my own spot, which, you know, I train a bunch of high schoolers and middle schoolers and also college players like Stan, as you mentioned, and a couple of professional players too as well. So, yeah, I've been at this for a good little while now, and I'm excited about what the future holds.
That's awesome. You know, with the stay at home, campus is closed, which takes away access for many athletes that don't have in-home gyms and things of that nature. They don't have a Coach EJ that they can come to. They're at home with their own thoughts of how to maintain. What are some of the things that you can share with our athletes about the importance of maintenance in their physical upkeep during this pandemic?
It's extremely important to maintain just some sort of active lifestyle, like, because I was just talking to one of my coaches that whose team that I trained earlier, well, last night, and I was basically saying to him, like, we're going to have to get the message to these athletes that the season is still coming. You know, no matter, you know, how long we might be out for during the summer, you know, they're saying, well, in Virginia, they're saying till June the 10th, but I don't know.
Yeah,
you know, if they're gonna shorten it or extend it, but your season is still coming, and those coaches still expect you to be in shape when you get there, because you know everybody has a job that they have to maintain. So it's gonna be so important for you to be doing something while you're just sitting at home. So you're just gonna have to, you know, go back to where it all started, doing, you know, body weight exercises, getting out on that street and running, doing some conditioning, doing some cardio, running a couple miles or so, jump roping. But you're going to have to get creative, because when it's time to go back to your respective colleges or respective schools, high schools or wherever you're going to, the coaches will hold you accountable to make sure that you wasn't sitting home on your butt this whole quarantine off season, you know. So, and it's different sources that you can go to. You can, you know, YouTube is a huge resource. You know, all you got to do is just type in at home workout, at home body weight workout. You know, you don't need any equipment. You just have to do something to stay active. I created a 30-day free workout that I put up on my Instagram page every day for the month of April. And I just created that for the athletes that I know wouldn't have access to workout equipment or any type of gym. So you could be doing something while you're at home. So I just decided to just put something out daily for the month of April for any athlete who doesn't have any guidance on doing any type of workouts and don't know what to do. You know, they can just go on there and view my workout and go and just copy everything that I'm doing. So, you know,
that's,
I just try to
wow.
Yes, I'm just trying to avoid any excuses. That's just the attitude that I have when it comes to training my athletes. I just try to eliminate all excuses. So I put this together for you know, the guys, not only my athletes, but any athlete who desire to have a workout or desire to do some form of exercise but don't have any idea what to do. So, you know, they just won't have no reason to not exercise. So this is just something.
One thing that I like that you said, Coach, no excuses. I'm one of those, I'll be honest, I'm one of those who always finds an excuse.
Right.
I'm one of those who, I'm a pusher to others, but when it comes to pushing myself, especially in the area of physical activity and workout, I'm one of those who needs accountability. So if I don't have somebody saying, hey, Val, come on, let's get up and go. Hey, Val, let's do this. Hey, and I'm grateful. One of the listeners that's on the call, my sister, was holding me accountable for a season, and then we things happened and we stopped. But I like that there are things that are accessible to us, and we have to be motivated within ourselves to go after it. And that's the thing that, again, for the physical activity piece, I have to work on that. And I used to be physical. I mean, I played softball and basketball and ran track and a cheerleader. I did all those things as a young child. But as I got older, I got away from it. And so I think that that's one of the pitfalls that to overcome. Like, don't start making excuses, because as soon as you start making excuses, you'll always find another excuse to not do what's needed.
Right. Well, I think it's important to identify your bad habits, because it's like you could, you know, us as, you know, coaches or our mentors, our teachers, we, you know, a lot of our energy goes towards making other people better. So it's not, you know, it's not a bad thing. If somebody has to coach you or somebody has to put some sort of give you the energy that you give out to other people. But when it comes to like holding yourself accountable, you just have to, you know, self-assess, you know, the things that's not working and just make small adjustments. You know, like me, I have a problem. I have a problem working out at certain times of the day. Like if I get off work and I don't go straight to the gym as soon as I get off, then I know I'm not going to work out. So I just force myself. I force myself to go to the gym as soon as I get off, because I know the rest of the day is going to be like, you know, I'm not going to feel like going in there. So it's just one of, you know, a bad habit that I identify, and that's just all the things. That you just have to identify, you know, when you want to make small changes to succeed in something that you want to succeed in.
Absolutely. I've got one last question, because I don't want to keep you, and it might be somebody waiting for training. Your motto, hashtag do more. Where did that come from? I absolutely love that. What's the story behind Do More?
I think the story behind Do More is because I listen to Eric Thomas so much. Like I think like it's almost like a father figure to me, and he don't even know it. And he's just this motivational speaker, and he really just talks so much about just not making excuses or if it's something that you want and it's attainable, you constantly have to work on it. You constantly have to just keep putting stuff into it to get better and to reach that goal. And when it comes to do more, that's just a statement that I basically, you know, because I wanted to have my own, not fitness line, but something where I could have for my clients or for my athletes, and just something that just was like a statement, like a powerful statement. And with Do More is just basically like, you know, if it's a goal that you want to obtain, you always have to, you know, do more as the goal gets bigger or as the road gets longer. You're going to constantly have to do more to achieve whatever you want to achieve. There's always going to be obstacles. There's always going to be something that's going to be in the way of your goals. So you're going to have to continuously just press and do more. Don't make excuses. if this is something that you want, then continue to do more, do more. And also, it's like a two-part, you know, it's a two-part definition. Another thing, too, behind the do more is, you know, we only have one life, and we don't really know how much time we have with this life that we have. So do more with the time that you have. You know, do more with the things that you have, you know.
Yeah, yeah. We got to learn how to, as much as, especially now, as much as we want to plan for the future, we have to be able to embrace the moment and live in that because, like you said, nothing's promised. We're here today, and, you know, I desire to be here my 120 years. But if I don't get it,
right.
I want to make sure that, you know, I want to make sure that today – I gave my life the most, and I did more, like, because our hashtag is E2EO, which means empowered to empower others. I did
wow.
do more. But
That's it. I love that.
That's who we are.
And I also love that description that you said earlier. I have to. I need that on my wall.
Okay, Joshua 1:9, get that.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
but, that's what it is. But I appreciate
but
you.
That's how I
thank
feel.
You for your time.
You're welcome. Oh, no, I was just about to say, as far as just to piggyback what you were saying with this whole what we're going through right now, that's what I try to tell the athletes is like this, you know, what we're going through is out of our control, but we have to use the time that we have right now wisely. You know, we can't just sit at home and be stagnant. We have to do something with this
right.
with this idle time that we have because, you know, this is probably the only time where you're gonna have this much time off in your athletic career. Like you probably will never have
yeah.
this much time just back to back off ever again. So we gotta make use of it.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Coach, can you share with our listening audience contact information? There may be some other athletes or coaches listening from the Virginia Beach area that are looking for a place that their athletes can come for some training and maybe your Instagram information so that they can get access to your daily workout, if you wouldn't mind sharing that information.
Absolutely. My Instagram page is CNPT_. My place of business is Camp Newman Performance Training, LLC. And my building is 2424 Castle Stone Commerce. And it's building 311, and I'm in Virginia Beach, Virginia.
Awesome.
And so if you're trying to, you know, if any athletes is looking for a home, you know, you can contact me. My information is on my Instagram page, or you could go to my website, which is campnewmantraining.com.
Awesome. Awesome. And if you didn't get all that, you'll be able to hit my page, and I can give you some contact information to get in touch with Coach Newman, Coach EJ, with the hopes that he can aid you in building up your performance. I encourage athletes to know that it's good to have all the physical stuff, but they also have to have character. They also have to have integrity. They also have to be ones that will take ownership. We find a lot of athletes who feel like they're entitled because they went to a certain school and played for a certain coach and scored a certain amount of points at one level and think that because they come to the next level that you're going to just hand them something. And I let them know, baby, what you did back then, you did back then. It's a whole new day.
I can tell you right now, when I'm training these college guys, I tell them, I say, this is going to be the only time in your life where you getting free gear, free food, free room and board. You know, once you leave from here, all this stuff you're going to have to pay for. So you cannot take this for granted.
Absolutely.
I make sure that it, like, you know, you cannot take any of this for granted. Use this to the best of your ability and use your time wisely.
Absolutely. It's not a given, and so it takes the physical, it does, but it takes so much more in order to be successful. So I appreciate you. I thank you again for your time and for sharing with us. This has been amazing. I'm going to be sharing this on my social media platforms, and I encourage you to do the same. It is recorded, so people can go back and listen to it. But Coach EJ, I'm going to do more. You've inspired me. I'm going to do more.
If I inspired you, then I'm good for the rest of the day. I'm fine. I'm sad. Thank you so much. Awesome.
Listeners, I ask that you join us again. We will be back on the air on Sunday with a kingdom message from a minister, Angela Goshen, from Columbus, Georgia, on Sunday afternoon. Actually, we'll be on the air Saturday as well with a message about deliverance from Minister Wayne Moorfield. And then on Sunday, as always at the Empowerment Place, we encourage you every day, do something to empower yourself. Whether it's starting your physical activity, reading a book, taking a walk, learning a new recipe, reading a new book, whatever it is, every day, take time, do something to empower yourself. But after you've been empowered, take the responsibility to empower someone else. We say God bless you to each of you. Use the keys you've been given. He says, I'll give you keys to the kingdom. You can bind and you can loose. There's some things in your life that you need to bind up, and there's some things that you need to loose. Do that today. Be empowered and know that we love you so very much. Again, Coach, we thank you so much for your time. We say God bless you and much success in your endeavor to continue to aid these athletes in being the best that they can be.
Thank you so much. Thank you for inviting me. Thank you.
All right. Have a great day.
All right. You too. Thank you.